Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking
good. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! This is the day that the Lord has made.
I'm an island boy, and I need therapy.
I'ma just kiss my brother.
Before we start, and we go into that, because First of all, I haven't talked to anybody like in 2 weeks. I've just been moving and doing relocating podcasts and shit. But I brought some cheesesteaks for us because I'm in the mood for cheesesteaks. I know you can't eat cheese, so I asked for extra cheese. So we got Booze Philly Cheesesteaks out in K-Town, one of my favorite cheesesteak spots ever. I'm even talking about the cheesesteaks that I had in Philly.
Word?
Yeah, it's that good. But this guy's also from Philly.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, here's what I got for you, David, so. There's a spot, it's chain, there's a few different spots. This is Sidecar Donuts, all right? Mm-hmm. Pero let me tell you this. The different spots kind of have very specific things they do in their shop. Like, none of the other shops have this specific donut. And we got a bunch of, different donuts here.
What's this place called?
Sidecar Donuts.
I've heard, never had.
Okay, so this shit right here, oh yes, here we go. Let me give you the good one. Check this out, dog.
What the fuck is this?
So this is not a sweet donut. It's a savory donut. It's an Eggs Benedict donut.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get a giant bite so you get the egg.
This looks like a Pokemon.
With this little leaf on top. I'm so excited. I'm so hungry. All I've had today is cold brew.
Eggs
so
Benedict donut?
Yeah.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So there's this place out in Japan that does savory bagels.
Okay.
And I was thinking, and they kind of have like a bagel dough, but they put savory things inside. And I wanted to try it. I never got to try it in Japan. And guess what? You just fucking just tickled my nuts.
What did I say? This is the day that the Lord has made, dog. Look at God tickling your nuts as we speak, bro.
Okay. God, that was not a part of that sentence. It was not me.
So the egg is in the middle. So make sure you get a big enough bite. Because the motherfucker, oh, yeah. I'm so hungry. I missed the egg. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Okay. Listen. Very rarely do I eat something that when somebody tries to fuck around with the food that you're already familiar with, where I'm like, this is amazing. This is fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Bro, so.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I was worried that as I drove over here from the location I was at in Culver City, that, like, the egg, the runniness of the egg would cook because it's also a fucking hot-ass day. But mine's still pretty runny. It's amazing. I just love Eggs Benedicts.
Okay. I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm. Tell me. Can I get a napkin?
I could order this 1,000. Damn it.
Thank you.
1,000 times.
So me and Chia popped in one day because she was in the mood for some donuts. And they got different shit. You know, they got like a little passion fruit thing that I ordered. They got, you know, maple bacon like a lot of donut places do. I seen this fucking Eggs Benedict donut. And I was like, yo, let's try it. And I was like, oh my God.
Listen, mine's, I got to save this for later so I can eat this cheesesteak. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that is so fucking good. Savory, a little sweet. It's like this chewy, bouncy little donut dough on the inside. It has like the resemblance of a donut, but everything you like about a breakfast sandwich.
What kind of ham is this too? I don't know. That might be a little like a prosciutto, my guy. A little prosciutto in there.
Oh, prosciutto. I don't know. I didn't chew.
Okay. Let me bite your special.
I got you the chicken one because I know you're trying to be a little healthier.
What the fuck?
With peppers.
Okay.
And I think mushrooms as well. And I put provolone in there.
Oh. Well, that's exciting. Well, David, so let me tell you, I've been eating very healthy lately.
I don't care. I brought you cheese.
I've been avoiding carbs. This is like my cheat. Like when we film now, this is like the cheat day shit. Because your boy's been eating healthy, dog.
Not.
And it works.
I know it does. I've been moving, so I just haven't been eating healthy. So I'm on this bad binge. And I have a wedding to go to this weekend. So today is going to be the meal that I fucking binge.
Oh, wow. This looks marvelous. Wow. This looks great.
How come they cut yours and they didn't cut mine?
Because they knew you were going to inhale it in one bite.
Okay. They're like, this is for Davis.
Cheers.
If you're a Philly native,
and
you're in LA and you're missing your cheesesteaks, go to Boo's, man.
Mm-hmm.
K-Town and Silver Lake. Fucking delicious. Owned by a Korean guy, by the way, too. Wow. That hoagie, so good.
Where the hoagie's at?
Where the hoagie's at?
That's great. That's delicious. David, so would you like I brought some alcohol. I brought either Jameson or Bailey's. Because I brought myself a cold brew, but I was going to get you one. But I knew by the time I got here, it was going to be all melty and watered down and shit. So I see you have Dr. Pepper. I feel like that would go good with Jameson or Bailey's, actually, to be honest.
I'll have a little Jameson with my little Dr. Pepper.
Peep game. Here's what I'm going to do, dog. Because originally, I was going to mix the Bailey's with my cold brew. Pero I think I might do cold brew, Dr. Pepper, and Jameson. And I feel like that shit's going to go hard. I think it will.
I think you're a little crazy today, man.
Well, you know what, dog? I was kind of, you know, I think I mentioned this before, how I've been mixing different sodas with my cold brew. Mm-hmm. And I did a Dr. Pepper and cold brew the other day, and it was delicious. So I think Jameson and Dr. Pepper goes hard. So I think this will be a delectable little combination.
I can tell this is your coffee melting because it's Jameson's. Warm as fuck.
Uh-huh. It's a very hot day.
Dude, I do want to talk about this with you. This motherfucker, right? I'm just having a good day, doing my thing. And he messages me. Have you seen the new Island Boy thing that just dropped? As if it was going to be a song. And I open up this link and I see these two brothers fucking, not even the Lil Wayne Birdman peck.
Not even a peck.
You know what I mean? That was some mafioso type of shit.
Yeah.
They get a pass on that. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Kind of. This was them making out.
Yeah, like no tongue, but like. Okay, so I'm sure, no, if y'all watch David, David did a whole episode of Genius Brain about this by himself. That's how disturbed this fool was. And so when this first came across my timeline, I was so deeply disturbed, all right? And I've been on the internet for a long time. I've seen a lot of shit. This might be top three fucked up things I've seen on the internet that, like, stayed with me.
I'm talking about, I've seen Taliban death. I've seen,
yes, dog. Yeah. Fucking, this is right under Two Girls, One Cup for me, okay? This is the fact that these fools are brothers.
That's pretty high up there.
Dog, look, Two Girls, One Cup, after you see it a couple times, you're like, all right, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, eat the shit from the butt, whatever. But.
Thank you, Tim.
Repeat.
You watched Two Girls, One Cup more than once?
Well, yeah.
That's all I took from that sentence.
Yeah, you had to verify.
I was getting different reactions with different people because for internet purposes, all right?
You're a monster.
Well, yeah. Well, look, because I was getting different views from the reactions, and I was jerking off a lot. No, just kidding. Yeah. But the Island Boy shit, no matter how many times I watch it, it's still, and they're not even like making out. It's just a couple little passionate pecks, right?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Like, when I edited the podcast video, I put the video in there because I wanted other people to suffer with me.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't watch it, so as I placed it in, I had my hand over the screen. I couldn't see it again. Mm. It's so fucking disturbing.
Okay, so for background, for y'all that don't know, I'm sure we all remember, Island Boy, Island Boy. Two brothers, rappers, they went viral because they were singing a song in a hot tub. That clip went viral because people were making fun of it, and then it's one of those things that gets stuck in your head forever. And then they put out a music video. Got, you know, of course, off the fact that it was a viral fucking meme, got a bunch of millions of views. Then these fools apparently were making good money on Cameo, right? Doing shout-outs for people.
Ah, so that's how they made their guap.
Yeah, so they made a bunch of money doing cameos. There's some other shit, some drama with their manager. Apparently they owe their manager a lot of money. But anyways, fast forward. Now I guess these fools need money. They were like, let's start OnlyFans, which is fine, whatever, right? But like, now you search like the Island Boys and it's like it's videos of the brothers kissing on the mouth, fucking like, and not only just kissing on the mouth, but being like touching tongues.
It's just like, there's levels to this type of shit, right? Where I watch this, immediately disgusted, very disturbed, and like, this is a Black Mirror episode. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, how far will you go to maintain some relevancy?
Exactly. And I just couldn't, you know, we've always talked about this in jest, and we would say like, oh, what's the next thing people are gonna do? This was not something that I would have ever thought.
Right.
Like, in a million years, like, I thought about stupid pranks, you know, fucking with old people, like that terrible shit, right?
Yeah.
But to go, hey, we need to make guap. Let's go ahead and fucking tongue each other. Dog, that's fucking crazy.
It really, really disturbed me, dog. And did you read? I read a little article about how they justified it.
Wow.
One of them, I forget which one, is like, he said, they're not gay, so it's like, it doesn't make any difference to them. Like, you know, they're just whatever. If they're just going through the motions of it. And also, it's just kissing. Kissing's not really kissing's like not a sexual thing. So they're just kind of like, whatever. And, oh, peep this. This dude said, and it was to prove a point about how toxic social media is. Or so I'm paraphrasing, right? Because he said when they were posting about all the charitable shit they were doing and all the noble shit they were doing, like giving money to whoever, nobody was talking about it. But then they do this and everyone's talking about it. So it's like,
nice try. Nice try. Oh, you a philosopher now? Huh? You a theologist?
He was a sociological
As he's talking, he gets a monocle out. Let me tell you, good Watson.
He's like, funny that you mentioned me making out with my brother. Because indubitably,
this is a social experiment to show you what you are. God, please, dude. Mm-hmm. Dog. And then there's the ass cheek pics.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, God. So as David's about to puke, he's so disgusted. So after David was kind of like,
fuck you,
already
man.
Disturbed, because I told him, hey, bro, you seen that new, the shit that the Island Boys are training for? I said it to him. And it's funny because I think I sent it to you at night, and then I woke up to your disturbed what the fuck text. So then I was like, also, bro, you scroll down the timeline, they got the assholes out. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, look. So it's shit from their OnlyFans where they're like, oh, they got their asses out, just kind of like low-key spreading cheeks. It's terrible.
The internet is so fucking wild, man. I'll tell you this, dude. There are some of the most untalented human beings that want to be talented so bad. And it's like, look, and I say talent in a very loose way, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just don't have talent, but they're really hard workers. So there's a way for you to achieve what you want. You just got to do more than the talented person, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody heard that corny saying where it's like, people who work hard always move past the person that's talented. Because mm-hmm. you want it more. And talented people just have things that are given. So it's like, that's what like the invention of TikTok. Like whoever invented TikTok was really smart because it really tapped into the idea that everybody wants to be recognized even though they have nothing to be recognized for. Mm-hmm. And so they created this app where it's like, look, you don't got to think of fun ideas. You just got to copy what everybody else does.
You got to be a good lip syncer.
Mm-hmm. And nobody else is going to say shit to you because they want to be famous just like you. Because if they call you out for stealing things, then they have to call themselves out. So nobody will do it. Mm. Fucking genius, dude.
Speaking of TikTok virality, have you seen the newest trend?
What is this?
Where people are
kissing their brothers.
No, not that one. That one didn't catch on. Have you seen the newest trend of people going on TikTok Live and being NPCs?
What?
Like, they're pretending to be like characters that are activated by the tips, okay? Mm-mm-mm. Have you seen this girl, Pinky Doll? Mm-mm. Okay, so she's kind of the face of this shit, right? Where she would get on live, and now everybody's doing it because they could see how much money she's making. So every time they tip her, so let's say they send like ice cream, they pay whatever tip to send a little ice cream emoji. She goes, ice cream. And she'll go, hello, thank you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Every time they tip her like a coin, yes, 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 thank you. Ice cream. And like she does these like a handful of reactions for every tip, and that's all she does on live. So it'll be like, they'll send a roses. Oh, pretty flowers. Smell so good. They'll send another one. Pretty flowers. Smell so good. Ice cream. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hi, Justin. Yes, yes, yes.
For how many fucking hours?
For however long she gets on live for. And she's making money. And so at first,
wild.
So now so many people are doing it. There's like so many videos of people on live doing the same shit because you can like, and that's already been kind of a thing on like Twitch and shit. You know, you can pay to make people do things or fucking, sometimes people walk around with speakers and if you pay like a high enough amount, something embarrassing will play on the speakers, whatever. You can type in whatever you want. So this girl, Pinky Doll, popping, everybody's doing it now. There's one I saw specifically. You buy somebody like full little hot dog emoji and this guy kept doing it. He's like, thanks for the glizzies. Thanks for the glizzies. Like shit like that, right? And people are making money doing this. Fucking super popular streamer, this guy named Kai, right? He got on, and he already has a huge Twitch following, so when he was— He's already balling, so people were doing it. He was on for, like an hour, calculated all his fucking tips. He's like, let's see how much I made doing this shit. It's like $6,000 in an hour.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, talk.
All right, guys, I'm going to get on Twitch, and I'm going to do the NPC thing.
Yes.
And it's going to be penises in my eye like this. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Glug, glug, glug.
You know how much money you would make?
Listen, if I don't make at least $6,000, I'm going to be upset because I just sold my soul. It only cost $6,000, guys. I'm pretty cheap.
Ice cream.
It's. You know what people told me? People told me like Twitch is dying.
People are kind of mad at Twitch for certain rules they have going on.
Yeah, like I did like live stream. I just wanted to try it, right? And I did it for a month. It's pretty exhausting. So I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And then everybody was on, because I was asking fans, like, hey, can you tell me, like, I need you guys to teach me about this. I don't know anything about streaming. And pretty much all the fans said the same thing. It's like, honestly, Twitch is kind of dying. Like, they steal from content creators. They take way too much of a big cut. Mm-hmm. They have so many dumb requirements. And I saw the requirements that I need to fulfill to get verified. It was fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. So they're like, just go to YouTube Live. You know what I mean?
You already got your audience there. You already got, you can put your ads in there. The video will live there, make ads, make money. Yeah, yeah.
Bank accounts is already attached to it. You might as well just go there. And they were right. Like, it was just so much easier. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know, I don't know anything about the live world. And the people were telling me that in Twitch, like, if you have like 5,000 followers, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot, mm-hmm. you know, versus like YouTube, you have a million people. Like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. You know? I think the difference, why people were really going hard on Twitch for a while, even though it's like a small amount of subscribers or followers, is because people pay to subscribe. Mm. So once you get a paid, once you get a subscriber, that person is already like paying something. You feel me? As opposed to YouTube, where you subscribe, you know, you subscribe for free.
Yeah.
I was debating. You know, I like going live on shit, but I have hesitated consistently going on one website unless there was like a bag ready for me. Which is why I've hopped around to different ones that just had a bag for me. Like, I was on Caffeine for a while because it was, like, money up front. I did YouTube for a while.
I wouldn't mind going live if it was, like, me and, like, another person or two other people. Because then it's more sustainable for an hour on a weekly or biweekly basis. Mm-hmm. If it's just me, it's like, dog, this is hard, man.
Yeah, man. Especially people that make a living live streaming, they're on, like, every day.
I didn't know. Yeah. I literally didn't know the amount of time they have to do this. They're there. And honestly, I was watching them. And so when I was doing, I was very performative, right? I was busting jokes. It was basically, you guys were getting like a little sip of like crowd work and stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were loving it. And then people were like, dude, this is really good. Like, most people just sit around and they don't talk much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And you guys watch them? What the fuck am I doing then?
Motherfuckers are bored, dog. Speaking of bored, I'm going to pee. Be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. So I just saw that NPC girl, and it is literally that. And she has like hand motions and everything for it too. First thing that popped up though when I Googled it was that she's under fire right now.
Yes.
That's amazing how you just pop off and then suddenly you're getting canceled.
I know.
How the fuck does that happen so fast?
So people are mad, and as soon as I saw the initial clip of this, I knew this was going to be the discourse. Because there's clips of her breaking character because her son is just doing whatever in the living room, and then so she breaks character. So she's doing her, yes, yes, yes. Mm, thank you. Smells so good. Hey, hey, get off the couch. What are you doing? Like, well, what are you doing? She's French, French-Canadian. So she like stops to reprimand her son.
Bow. What's all you doing?
What's all you doing? Sacre bleu, get off the couch, you stupid boy. So the whole debate is people who are like, the son is acting out because the mom isn't paying attention to him. Like, so he's like, you know, imagine, you know, your mom's on live all day instead of paying attention to you, versus people who are like, yo, she's working from home, making money for her son. We don't see what she's doing all day. These are little clips of her scolding her son, which is what moms do. You know what I'm saying? So some people are like, yo, she's working, trying to make money for her son. Of course, her 5-year-old is going to be doing some shit and she has to yell at him for it. And other people who are like, maybe he's doing this shit because he's acting out because he's not getting enough attention. That's the two sides of the argument.
I mean, online is kind of weird, right? Like, I say stick to the topic at hand. Talk about how weird the what the fuck she's doing is. But for you to go into her personal life and call her a trash mom because you see her an hour out of a 24-hour period is fucking dumb. You don't know what's going – just as much as when you go online and you see somebody show their perfect life, you don't know – that's the weird thing, right? You see somebody, they post pictures of their kids or whatever, whatnot, and they go, that's a good parent. You don't know. You don't know if they're fucking up those kids behind the scenes.
Yeah, bro. I take it to this level, being somebody who has vlogged pretty consistently for the past 12 years – and I keep majority of the messy stuff out of the vlogs. The vlogs are kind of like...
Yeah, because why?
Yeah, exactly. I keep it like a highlight reel of my shit going on, all the happy shit, right? You don't see me arguing with my parents. You don't see whatever disagreement me and Chia get into unless it's like super light, right? But even with me keeping it light, people will be like, oh, look at their body language.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you see how she said this? Or do you see the way she's sitting next to him? Obviously, they're going through something right now. You know what I'm saying? I can purposely leave out all the whack shit and leave the good shit, and people will still be like, no, something's going on.
It's just the weirdest thing, man. Like, and people who lie the best online are the ones who don't get flack, right? But they're usually the trashiest people I've ever met in my fucking life, which is so odd, right? I mean, people don't want to know what the real world is. And by the way, if you're online and all you're doing is judging what somebody else does 24/7 and it consumes your life, you're a fucking loser. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to go live your own life. And if you did, you wouldn't be thinking that, you know?
Bruh, someone literally, this morning, bruv, replied to a comment on one of our episodes of the podcast, right? Where somebody was like, since when do two men sit around discussing other men? Sounds like, I forgot what he said. I was like, since when do they, let me read you the exact comment. Because I was like, what does this even mean? Okay, wait a second, let me get the exact comment. Because it was so silly to me, bruv.
I've had a silly comment too recently, and it's okay. You go first. Okay.
So this dude says, "Men talking about men to other men. These sus island boys podcasts are trash. Since when did men have to vent about other men to other men?" Shake my head. These dudes sus to the max level, and I was like, sounds like you need someone to talk to, bro.
You okay, guy?
Yeah, sorry, what? You don't talk to your homies? Like, what the fuck?
You know, it's so funny. There's a dude that, it's always somebody without an icon or a picture or an image, and they always write the most craziest shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I did this video where I was talking about, you know, my ADHD assessment, and I kind of got serious about it, like kind of like the frustrating parts about it, because we always joke about it and shit. And this guy apparently has ADHD. And in the video, I basically wrote like, look, I'm not going to take the medication because I figured out other ways with my doctor on how to deal with it, right, without the medicated process. And it's been working, you know. And this guy writes this whole thing. You shouldn't be telling your fans they should be taking medication. I'm like, you definitely have ADHD because you didn't listen to the video. I was like, you clearly have ADHD. You didn't listen to the video at all. Uh-huh. This person gets mad. And they're like, well, you're over here. It's like, who goes to a fucking quack doctor online? And I'm like, you know what? The parts that I tell you in the video is only a small snippet. The assessment was like fucking 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm only telling you the funny parts of it. It was like it was a pretty long assessment.
Yeah.
You talked to them for a while. I came back again this multiple times. And so, because I just wanted to tell people with the ADHD, it's like, don't self-diagnose yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just go see for it. And by the way, ADHD is annoying. Like, I kind of don't like it.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't think people understand. Like, I mean, it's so fucking annoying.
I hate the negative parts about it. I mean, for sure. I mean, and even when I got assessed, she played me a video that said people with ADHD tend to excel in this type of field because there's a kind of we have a never ending well of ideas and things we want to do. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, energy's up, you know what I'm saying? We can do a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
And have no issues having, like, you know, we don't have, like, dry moments and shit, right?
Yeah, multiple tangents, we just keep going.
Right, but, you know, there's downs to it, of course, but one of the upsides is, yeah, you know, like, kind of you probably do well doing this type of shit, you know?
Oh, 100%. And I think, like, for me too, like, you know, obviously this is, like, more in detail, but, you know, I was having a conversation with a doctor, and they're like, she says, you're actually one of the few people that I've seen that I've assessed that is doing everything they can to make sure that they don't have it. I was like, nah, but you see, I don't have it because of this. And they're like, look, we're not giving definites right now, but yeah. It seems that you do have a tendency for it, mm-hmm. right? So I'm over here like, nah, I don't because of this. Everything I'm saying is a sign of ADHD, but I'm telling her it's not, even though it's her job, you know?
My doctor was like, she just halfway into it, she was like, I can see you're kind of having trouble sitting still. And then at one point I was like, and I was trying so hard, because I feel like a lot of people go in there trying to prove they have ADHD, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to do that.
Exactly the same here. I was talking the opposite.
So, like, I mean, I think I talked about this already, but in the very beginning of the, like, little Zoom meeting, I put the computer mouse on her face, and I stared at it the whole time so she wouldn't see me all over the place, right? And I thought I was doing so good, and then she said something, and I was like, okay, not being funny. What did you just say? She's like, you're in the right place, my friend.
If I could also interject and say why self-diagnosing with ADHD can be such a problem is because other mental illnesses and other struggles can present on the surface like ADHD, PTSD, CPTSD, which is complex PTSD, which is prolonged events of trauma that literally rewire your brain. That's a very simplified explanation.
Mm.
Also, bipolar disorder and ADHD. Now it's becoming much more clear, but there's been kind of an overlap in those misdiagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
And just plain old anxiety can present as ADHD and like OCD. So you might think you have ADHD because it's trendy to talk about it on TikTok right now and people present a lot of stuff in a very like, hey, that's so me kind of way.
Right.
But you should go checked out because you could be struggling with something else and now you're trying to take care of it.
Sounds like a Gen Zer over here, am I right?
All that shit was Chinese to me.
Excuse me, that was a very millennial thing to say. Gen Z would be like, no, don't disregard my feelings.
Look at this girl, knows everything about my retardation, huh?
Yes, that is what I said.
No, 100% though, like, they were talking to me about like, I mean, once again, I don't pay attention very well, so this kind of sucks. But she said something along that stuff too, where she was talking about people with like high anxiety tend to misdiagnose themselves with it. Cause I have anxiety too. So I was like, oh, then I don't have it. So I keep trying to tell this lady I don't have this thing. Mm. But she's like, we're not saying like your ADHD is extreme, right? But, you know, just from assessing and talking to you and you talking about how you were as a kid and everything else, you might. And like, look, if you don't want to take, you know, was it Ritalin? It was something else. I can't remember the name.
Yeah, but yeah.
We don't have to. There's ways that we could work on it, like behavioral stuff, and then it helped. Like,
yeah.
Task list. So the only thing I have to do now is I just have to remember one thing at my day. It's go to the task list. And before I go to sleep, I write all the tasks that I have to get done that day. And then if I can't remember anything else, I can remember to look at my phone.
Yeah, that's facts. I need to work on that because I'll put a to-do list in my phone and then well, I'll set alarms for myself and then, but here's what fucks me up is the baby. Cause the other day I had three things, alarm set, three things that I was like, I'm gonna do these today. Cause I need to fucking do them. But while the alarms were going off, I was holding the baby. Mm. So I was like, so as they're going off where I was like, oh, I can do this right now. Cause Veda's napping. I didn't anticipate holding Q at that moment. So I'm like, okay, ignore. Yeah. And then they get ignored and they never get done, you know?
Yeah. Like the other thing too, I think like kind of is like a superpower of it is that weird thing where when you have that high stimulus, you're hyper focused on it, right?
Yeah, it's almost
hard to break you out of it. So because I was organizing, throwing away, moving things, cleaning things by myself because Mario works a job that has a set schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was doing it to the point where my fucking body was falling apart. And then Mario looked at me and I just looked like death. And then I rested for like 30 seconds and I was like, I got to keep moving. I got to keep going. And she goes, hey, you got to stop. Like you literally look like you're about to die. And I'm like, I'm fine. And then I slept. She was like, just shower and just lay down for a bit and see how you feel. Dog, I fucking knocked out from like 3 till 8. Woke up for 2 hours and knocked out from 10 till 10.
Damn! damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I feel bad. I was like, I guess I was tired. She goes, yeah, you didn't sleep for like 5 days. Mm. You were just going, purging the whole house, and you just couldn't stop. It's like, you got to learn how to like reassess and focus and fucking relax.
Yeah.
That shit almost killed me.
Balance, bro.
I know, but let me tell you something. This cheesesteak gave me some energy.
Delicious. Here's the thing what I think about sometimes too. Do I have ADHD, or is it because I'm a Pisces with a Taurus rising?
Can you explain to me what that is?
Well, Pisces traditionally are known for being very spacey, daydreamers, creative.
Oh, I guess I'm a Pisces too then.
Pero, that's what I'm saying. But the Taurus rising, well, your rising sign is how people perceive you from what I've read.
It's the mask you present to the world.
Yes.
Your sun sign, it kind of encapsulates who you are, and your moon
Here
sign.
Here she comes again. Hey, let her talk.
You're welcome.
But no, but continue to explain because I don't know what it is.
Your sun sign is basically kind of like encapsulates your whole being. Your rising sign is, how you present yourself to the world, how people perceive you. And then your moon sign is how your emotional self works. So
damn,
I'm a Pisces
as,
well. So.
Oh, I didn't know that, Robin Couch.
We have talked about it, and that's because you have ADHD.
Well, then it checks out.
Yeah. I am an Aries and I am a sourdough rising.
That's great. That's a good one. One time, right, I met this girl, a while and out girl, had the exact same birthday as me. So when she met me and we were just talking about just bullshit, I threw a party and we're just talking. She was like, what's your sign, right? And I was like, oh, I'm a Pisces. Blah, blah, blah. We realized we have the same birthday. But she's into that shit, right? But she was like, that's weird because, like, you know, I'm on like stage and I'm, you know, like super outgoing and I'm good with people at like public shit, right? She was not that at all. She was more like reserved to herself. And traditionally, like, Pisces are like, you know, they can be like more quiet, okay? But then... And so people will say this is just an excuse, so you can put everything under every sign, right?
Yeah.
But if Taurus is my rising, then they would make sense of why, like, okay, I'm actually introverted, extroverted, because, yeah, I prefer being home alone, not with people. But when I'm around people, I can put that on and be comfortable. You feel me? Mm. And also, I was born in the year of the dragon. Oh, year of the tiger. In the Chinese, and also I have a small birthmark right under the base of my penis, which means I am the second.
You are an idiot. You know what's so hard? I mean, like I don't know enough about any of this shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I think like when these things happen and it becomes very popularized, you know, there's people, I do think like there are people who really believe in this stuff to like a lifestyle degree, right? But it's almost like anybody who does anything religious, when they do it so half-assed, they only know a little bit of things and they kind of run with it, right? Mm-hmm. I also just don't like things that predetermine me to be some way because of some obscurity. So if I'm not this, it's like, then what do you portray? It's like, well, then you could fill in every gap with anything.
Yeah, I know.
And so that's the part that's a little frustrating, right? And people have explained it to me in a little more in depth. It still sounds like you got caught in your bullshit and then you're like, oh, but this. Mm. And then you got caught in your bullshit again and you went, yeah, but if not, then it's this. It's like, okay, well then.
Well, let me tell you something, Gabriel. That is such an Aries thing for you to say. Oh my God.
First of all, I'm not an Aries. I am a Capricorn. And I came here to get managed.
I had never really looked into the Chinese New Year shit until one day, years ago, I was filming something with Awkwafina. Speaking of Awkwafina from the last clip. And she had a little Chinese New Year book. And I was kind of just skimming through it. And I found my Year of the Tiger specifics about me and like, I mean, I feel like everyone does this, but I was like, oh my God, this is so me. Yeah. I was like, wow.
I think it's pretty fun. I think that's why people like it as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty, and you know, as much as people say this, I think a lot of people say this verbally, like, I don't want people to put me in a box. Mm-hmm. I think people like being in boxes because it just makes your life a lot more simplified. So if you don't have to think about the certain traits or quirks that you have and it's already predetermined, then you could just navigate your whole life by it. And then you kind of go through this self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, I did that because of this.
Yeah.
And then personal responsibility kind of goes away from you. I'm not saying that that's what people who believe in this stuff do, but people who do use it tend to do that from what I've seen.
Well, look, this is piling up for me because now I can blame it on being a Pisces and having ADHD. It's kind of lit.
Listen, I don't like responsibility at all, my friend. So I'm out here just, I'm a Pisces, Capricorn, Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Let's go, baby.
Sagittarius sus.
Sus, because apparently we talk about other men.
And we'll be right back. David, so, fate or free will? What do you believe?
I believe in free will.
You don't believe in destiny?
I don't know. That's, you know what? You're asking some deep ass fucking questions right now. And I am just going to answer in a very loose way because I haven't actually really thought about this in depth.
Okay.
So just for the sake of the podcast, ask it one more time.
Okay, David, so free will versus destiny. What do you believe?
Free will.
Okay, perfect, because I have thought about this recently. Well, and in the past, but like someone specifically asked me this. This is why this was kind of fresh in my mind. And I realize I've kind of been preaching something in my videos for a long time that lines up to what I'm about to say without even really thinking about it, all right? Because, like, I always, you know, there's a thing I say I've said in my videos for a long time that, like, when people would ask me, yo, how does it feel to be living your dreams? I would always tell them, I never looked at this shit as a dream because dreams are something that feel unrealistic, right? Dreams are like, I'm fucking smashing a unicorn in Barbados, okay?
That's a very interesting, very interesting dream.
And by unicorn, I mean Rihanna.
Okay.
But those are dreams, right? Something that's like unfathomable, you feel me?
That's an island girl.
Island gal, right? Pero I always looked at this shit and like fame, quote unquote, and doing entertainment for a living as something that was attainable, right? I just, in my head, I was like, I'm just put in the work and I will get there eventually, okay? So I always tell people, don't look at your dreams, quote unquote, or don't look at your goals as dreams, look at them as a destination, okay? Because a destination is something that you know is there, and regardless of how long it takes you to get there or what path you take, if you keep moving forward, you'll get there eventually, all right? So when people ask me fate versus free will, I always like to think of shit like there is this destiny that is there for you to attain if you put in the work to get there. It's on you. You feel me? So I felt like living this, entertaining for a living, was always something I was meant to do, right?
So you're like a butterfly effect type of person, right? Every course of action ends up in a result. Whatever course you take, there's multiple different types of destinies and fates. Depending on what you choose, you'll end up somewhere.
I think it was there for me this destination was there for me to get to, but it's on me to continue to work towards it.
Damn, I have no idea what my destiny is, to be honest with you. I'm floating around in life, dude. Like, I float so much. Like, before I think I got this far because I had a very specific goal in mind.
Ah, right.
When I came to the city, I wanted to be, like, the best stand-up comic ever, right? So I worked on stand-up. I was going to clubs all the fucking time. And then I started, you know, these YouTube videos, and I've said it before in my videos before, is, like, a lot of these, like, one-off jokes with jump cuts that you saw were actually failed stand-up bits. But they kind of work better as a YouTube video because they just hit a little better. But I couldn't get a laugh with it on stage. So I'm like, oh, let's scrap this, but let's see if I can repurpose it in these videos. So essentially what everybody was getting was like really shitty stand-up, just repurposed, you know, a little better.
Yeah.
So ever since that goal's been gone, it's like, okay, what's the next move? Now it's like, I have this food stuff, which is great, but in terms of entertainment, I don't know what my next move is.
Do you even want that to be your next move?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's the weird part too. Because I think like growing up, I wanted to be not so much in entertainment. I just loved the stand-up aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, going up and doing stand-up again and, you know, making people laugh, it didn't make me feel good.
Mm.
I was like, oh, shit, am I done with this?
Mm.
That's weird. You know, you go up on stage, you do like a quick set, you work on it. People are cracking the fuck up. They're saying you did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go.
At what point for you did it become not fun? All right. Because I feel like I'm still doing this entertainment shit because not only is it fun for me, but I also feel like it's still something I really want to do, right? So at what point for you was it like, I'm not feeling
this? You know when I figured out that stand-up wasn't that fun for me anymore? Mm. It's actually when you and I did the show.
Mm. Yeah, you mentioned that.
It was because of that.
Because we were still cracking people up, but it wasn't fulfilling.
Yeah, and I was like busting out some old jokes and stuff like that, setting things up and killing it. And then I walked off and I was like, that was fun, but it didn't like hit.
Mm.
And that was weird for me. Like it was like a little bit of an existential crisis I had because it was fucking fun.
You were like, why am I not fulfilled right now?
Yeah, because usually if you do like, even if you're doing like quick sets, right, after you do a good job, you either feel great or you feel bad because you did terrible.
Mm.
And then even when I did terrible, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, uh-oh. Mm. You know, I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird. I just enjoyed doing something with you, which was dope.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the stand-up aspect, I didn't feel that, you know, that satisfying feeling. It's like, I don't know, like if we book something, you can feel satisfied.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, shit, I did something really well. I didn't feel that way when we did that show.
Hmm. Interesting.
Which was fucking a little scary.
And the food spot, well, what fulfills you now, David? So what brings you joy? it might be getting too deep. If you got nothing for me, we're going to change subject. Hold on a second.
Your tomato plants make you very happy.
Your tomato plants, dude.
Listen, I didn't want to say that. Thank you, Robin Couch.
I love that, though.
I know. I really do love tomatoes. Let me tell you something, Doc. The other day, like, okay, I'm so tired from moving, but every Sunday we have this thing called Grow Gang. It's a bunch of me and just this motley crew of fucking Korean people that just like growing shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at these Brad's Atomic Grapes, one of my favorite cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm satisfied. And I looked in the mirror with my fucking straw hat, my uneven tan, and this ugly ass outfit. I was like, what have I become?
Well, you know, man, there's that old story, right? About that man, that farmer, right? Who was growing mad crops. And then the dude came from the city and was like, hey, man, let me take your crops, take them to the supermarket. We'll strike a deal, make you rich. And the man's like, for what for, right? And he's like, well, if you get a lot of money, then you can retire. And the guy's like, and then do what? And he's like, you can relax. And he's like, I'm doing it now. We're watching my fucking crops.
I know.
He's like, I'm perfectly happy right now. I'm doing exactly what you are talking about. Yeah. Like, what the fuck for, you know?
That's the weird thing, right? And I feel like we've also been very blessed to kind of like, okay, we have this podcast. We're doing other things, but we do enjoy doing it. I'm not saying I don't enjoy doing entertainment. But then the goal that I had before isn't as strong.
Mm.
And that was the motivating factor, right? So whether I did film, whether I did that, I had this motivating factor of like, okay, I'm going to show people that I'm very fucking good at what I do, right? And I feel like up to this point, and somebody wrote this comment that actually kind of fucked me up a little bit. And it wasn't because they were being rude.
Mm.
They were like, I feel that David So always is... he always gets in the way of his own success. Mm. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, when you get defensive over stuff like that, that means they said something, right? And it actually had me like thinking about it for about a week. And it's because they saw me on like Tiger Belly. They see me in all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And they see me do stand up. They're like, he wrote that I feel that David was supposed to be the next one up. But every time he keeps switching his career path, he keeps switching his career path.
Okay.
And I'm like, why do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And he really made me think that I was like, getting in a way of my own success because I'm scared of success because I don't want to be too up there.
Oh, okay.
But I think really what it is just that once I'm satisfied with something, I have to move on
because
I can't keep going back to a well that doesn't give me anything.
Well, dude, that might be a fucking gift for you, right? Because you saying that and you saying that you find your life satisfaction in your little grape tomatoes, right, makes me think of, and I think about this kind of often, right, where I have these ongoing, like, kind of benchmark goals, right, that I want to do, right? But sometimes I'm like, will I ever be satisfied? You feel me?
Mm-mm-mm.
And if I'm never satisfied, will I ever truly be happy? Now, I'm kind of exaggerating because I am just genuinely happy as a person. No, but
sounds like a sad boy to me.
But like sometimes, you know, when I think about like, okay, these goals that I'm constantly working towards, even though like, you know, I've achieved some good shit, right? Like life is good. But I think about, you know, will I ever get to a point where I can look back, where I can look and be like, okay, I'm satisfied. I can stop here. Mm-hmm. Or will I be constantly chasing something that I'll never achieve? You feel me?
I feel like I think that's also kind of healthy. Mm-hmm. And though maybe people might disagree, because if we're always pushing towards something, it actually keeps us going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about it too, where we know people who kind of stop dreaming. And mm-hmm. then their body just disintegrated. Like mm-hmm. they look like they're melting.
They have nothing to look forward to in life. Yeah.
And it's weird when you go back and you see these people and it's just like, dog, what happened? And they're just like, oh, I'm chilling. I'm like, you happy? It's like, ah, you know, life is like, I was like, damn, it kind of sucks living like that. Mm-hmm. Cause I'll find something to enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's like tomatoes, whether it's kickboxing, fucking painting or whatever the fuck that it is, I'll figure it the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes for us, I think just to go back to what you were saying too, it's like that idea of, oh, this is already here for me. Mm. I just need to work towards it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, in our lives that we have kind of proven that to ourselves, right? Because I think about it like this, nobody was really, how many people were really popping off on YouTube at the time or anything else, right? And especially for Asian people who weren't doing, constantly dressing up as their mom or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we chose to go to the route of us just being ourselves and an extension of it just to see how it worked out. Mm-hmm. And it worked out because we stuck to that path.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the times too, people don't do that because they're scared. So that's why nowadays it's easier just to copy what somebody else does because somebody already paved that path for you, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, it's definitely a blessing to just be our, I think about this too, man. Like what a blessing to be fucking ourselves in a time where podcasts are making decent money, right?
Yeah.
I never would have thought that, you know, when I started doing the YouTube shit, and you know, mind you, YouTube and the internet, it kind of moves in waves, right? Sometimes things go you know, everyone's doing skits and everyone's doing something else. Right now, everybody got motherfucking podcasts. Like high key, when I first started No Chaser, I thought I was late to the podcast game, you know? Yeah. But now everybody got a fucking podcast and ours does relatively well, right?
Yeah.
And our individual podcasts do relatively well. So it's kind of nice that we can sit here and bullshit and talk for an hour and get a nice little bag.
Oh, 100%. Oh, I met the kid. The one that you did with Bart and Joe. He was in Hawaii.
Who?
I don't know their names.
Oh, those two boys. That did. Oh yes.
There's two boys. I don't know their name, but really nice guy, man. Yes. But I got to meet him. Super fucking dope.
Jumpers Jump.
Yes. That's his name. Yeah. I met them in one of the guys in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Very
good guys.
Very, very cool. Super sociable too. Very funny. Very easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
He's just normal ass fucking kid. Just dope.
And look at them killing us in podcast numbers.
Hell yeah, dude. And it should be like that too. Like the younger generation should be doing better than us, right? Because it's like, how long have we been doing this? Now it's time for some new fresh blood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of dope to see like some people who have watched us and they're fucking killing it in their own way.
But I'm not letting nobody take my spot, David. So
nobody can take your spot, dude.
That's facts.
You are cemented in history.
That's true. Ask Nick Cannon. He hasn't been able to find another Asian since I left. It's impossible to find another Asian that can do what I do on that show.
You know, they had fucking... I'm gonna fuck up his name right now. Rice Bomb.
Please don't be mean.
I don't know his name. Rice. It's Rice something.
Rice
but
Gum.
He was on there. Jin was on there.
Jin is
Rice Gum.
Rice Gum.
What does that mean?
Gum made from rice. You idiot.
Man, I'm sorry. So there was Rice Gum. There was Jin. There was Randall Park.
Randall Park before me, yeah.
But then you're the one that stuck a nice little pin in everybody's heart.
You know, I be thinking about this. I'm like, if y'all ever see me back on Wildin' Out, it's because I don't have enough SAG hours to keep up my health insurance. So if you see me back as a full-time cast member Wildin' Out, it's because I was like, goddamn, I got kids that need health insurance. And other shit's not popping.
This little Tim is not at the writer's strike at all. He's striking, but he's on the other side of the road for the other people.
Hey, bro, I'm maintaining solidarity, dog. It's a lot. Are you SAG?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm SAG, right? And for some... for somebody who has done enough to be part of the union, it's a lot of fucking rules, even if you're not on the picket lines. And I'm trying to show solidarity, right? But and it's a little blurry because the rules say you can't go to premieres, or it also says screenings. But I don't know if that is specific for things you've been in or not, right? Because I know, like, okay, yeah, you can't go to your own premiere and promote your movie, right? But, like, so I've been getting invites to, oh, here's a screening of, like, the Ninja Turtle movie or whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, if I go to this but don't promote it, am I allowed to just go watch the movie? Like, what is the gray area here? Because it's very unspecific, you know, in the writing, so...
If you contact your SAG rep, they can answer a specific question for you.
Okay, I will. I don't even know if I have a rep, but...
Or just, well, there's on a lot of the strike info, because I've been picketing a lot in support, and they have emails where you can reach out and ask specific questions about a specific project, because okay. It is so convoluted.
Let me tell you something, man. They would plan to have a strike the days that it's 100,000 fucking degrees.
The poor strikers!
You hear about the trees that they trimmed outside of Universal?
It's fucked up. You hear about that?
That's fucking hilarious.
Dude.
Now they're in trouble with the city because the city technically owns the trees. So bro. Universal trimmed the trees
on
the picket
second.
Line.
That is fucking hilarious. You know why? Because that's some childish shit.
Petty and cruel.
That is so fucking petty. These are adults, dude.
Did you hear what the fucking higher ups basically said about the strikers?
No.
One of the reasons why they haven't resolved it yet is because, like, I forget which... Like, Bigwig said this, right? And fill me in if you want, Robin Couch. But they basically put out a statement saying the plan is to wait until the writers can't afford their apartments anymore and come crawling back.
That is terrible.
Yeah. They're like, we're going to hold out until they go broke.
What's wrong with them?
Dude, it's pretty fucked up. Especially, now mind you, I know that, like, so residual checks for the SAG shit for Wildin' Out, they weren't great. They can be anything from... $300 to $30.
Shit, mine's like 15 cents.
So exactly. So it's like residual checks, they're not popping, right? But I thought this was because this was just MTV shit. When I come to find out...
Everybody.
You hear about the women on Orange is the New Black?
No.
They were saying their pay was so shitty that, like, when they were filming, dog, they were still working their regular jobs, like, as bartenders and shit, because they couldn't afford cabs to go to set. It was like that.
Get the fuck out of here. Orange is the New Black was my... I was obsessed with that show for, like, the first three seasons.
So was Chia. Yeah, super poppin' show. And to think that, you know... And I understand why they're striking, because, you know, when shit's rerun on TV... Because I'm sure, like, you know, reruns are decent money. Even when the reruns of Wildin' Out are, like, smaller checks, they add up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that shit can be on a streamer on Netflix or something...
And you're just nothing.
Get played a million times and you get no residuals. It's pretty fucked up.
Because, like, the simple explanation for it is this. I mean, it's pretty fair. It's like, look, because how TV was run back in the day, everything was done through, like, ad revenues and splits, right? Nobody knows what those actual numbers are. Nobody knows exactly what they make and what the percentage split is.
Mm-hmm.
But having even said all that, even to dumb it down even more, it's either pay me more upfront or give me better residuals if we bring more money into the company. Mm-hmm. That's all that it is. Right? I guess in the most simplified way, that's from what I see it, right? Which I agree, because obviously, you know, when I did the Netflix food show, I didn't get paid much at all.
Yeah.
It was an okay bag.
Yeah.
But having said that, it's like, okay, when you look at programming, right, and you see the Netflix stuff and how much money and subscriptions specific shows brought in, there is residual income in that type of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So a percentage would be nice of that. Or just pay bigger upfront.
I mean, remember even Chappelle, when his special was on Netflix at first, he was like, yo, don't watch it on Netflix because I didn't get any money off that deal.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, I mean, Comedy Central probably got that bag, right? And then it gets watched and streamed however many times on Netflix. And Chappelle's like, yo, this is fucked up.
Like, to be on such a successful hit, like, Orange is the New Black was literally a hit. Like, it brought so many new subscribers to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that the main cast had to still work a job to work this, you know, first of all, Orange is the New Black is not an easy show to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's an hour long episodic. It's fucking hard.
Bro, they were saying they were like, the shit was popping. They were famous. Couldn't go to the mall and still had to go to their jobs as bartenders and shit.
That's crazy to me. That makes absolutely no fucking sense.
And granted, you know, and the thing is, like, in this business, you're so thirsty to build your resume, get little parts in there. You'll do it. You know, I've done some fucking shitty movies for like barely any pay because I'm just trying to build my resume.
Oh, let me tell you something. I know. Yeah. You sent me some links.
I was like, dog, please watch this. It's terrible.
He sent me some links. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
But we got to do what we got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. And look, even I was, you know, but I said all that to say I'm trying to show solidarity. So I've been getting invited to these movie screenings and I'm like, I don't think I can do it because of the strike. You know, I'm trying to support the writers. And also, I had a joke and I lost it.
ADHD.
I was like, I'm trying to support the writers and fuck.
But fuck them.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I was also going to say, what a blessing, though, to not be popping right now. Because I auditioned for a movie about a month ago and I really wanted it. And I got the call back and I was like, oh, I killed this audition, right? And it was scheduled to start shooting in July. And then the fucking strike happened. I didn't get the part. And I was like, oh, no one's shooting this shit now. I was like, wow.
Perfect. And I just got headshots done recently for no fucking reason. It's okay. It is what it is.
It's okay, man. Look, everybody, they should be getting more money. They really should.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's to the point where you have to work another job when you're on a hit show, it's fucking ridiculous, mm-hmm. right? Listen, I would be out there with you guys, but I've been in the sun moving my stuff. Next week, I'm out there picketing with you. You know what I wanted to do? Mm. I wanted to do this really fucking bad, but I decided not to. I was going to go out there just for a fucking stupid video and picket with them, but just have an abortion sign. Just walk up to them. Excuse me, you're at the wrong one. Am I really?
I don't think you should do that.
I think I am going to because you told me not to. And I just want to see what would happen. And then everybody beats my ass.
Okay, do it. And then I will replace you with cherry cola.
All right.
Hey, how fucked up is it, though, that the people, because I know this dude, I met him, he's one of the stars of Cobra Kai, and he just, like, he's basically the star of, like, the DC's equivalent of Spider-Man. It's called, like, Blue Beetle or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I saw a trailer for that.
Yes. So this movie's about to come out, and he can't, like, promote his own movie because, you know, he's, like, trying to support the strike and shit, but like, so like literally when the strike was supposed to happen at midnight, he had to post a video like, hey y'all, like my movie's coming out, I'm super excited about it, you know, I can't promote it after today, but please support. Then it was like after that, I was like, can't say shit else about this, your first ever new movie, you know?
Damn, dude, what an interesting position to be put in.
Yeah,
it's rough, man. I wish too sometimes, like I asked a couple of actor friends who were picketing, right, because I didn't know about it. Well, I knew about, but I don't know the specifics. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, what exactly are the asks, right? Mm-hmm. And they all were like, to be honest with you, I don't know. And I'm like, come on, y'all. Like, you got to fucking know what you're picketing for, you jackasses. So I had to Google it myself and shit. I'm like, come on.
I think it's like residuals, AI shit is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, AI stuff is wild, man. Like, yeah. Because they see where it's going.
Yeah.
And if it's going to take, I mean, because, you know, studios are all about their bag. Mm-hmm. So if they can replace, like, humans mm-hmm. with just AI alone and it's cheaper, why not fucking do it?
You hear about the extras?
No.
Part of the controversy was there was this thing where studios were trying to be like, if you're an extra in this movie, we can scan you and use you as an extra for other shit, like in perpetuity, forever.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
And you get one day of pay and for the day they scan your face and then they can use your face
absolutely
forever.
Not, dude.
Crazy, right?
Are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah, bro. Isn't that wild?
No. I'm striking when it gets a little cooler.
Right. When the trees grow back.
Yeah. I still can't. I can't believe they cut the trees. What are you, fucking 5 years old? That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
I said booby traps. Banana peels.
Fucking eggs.
Do you TP them?
All right, y'all. Well, support the writers and the actors and thanks for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm Astrology David So.
That's right. Wow. Well, what an Aries joke. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods.
Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, is the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.